Rosoro is still the king of fungicides. Its fast action and long residual make it an excellent defender of grain quality and yield, and the enemy of both head and leaf diseases. When your goal is better grain quality and even higher yields, use Prosoro fungicide at its recommended high rate of 8.2 fluid ounces per acre, and the crown of higher profit could be yours. Learn more at Prosoro.us. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Eric Johnson. We're going to talk a little weather now with my friend Daryl Richeson, the director at the NDON Center, the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network. Daryl, how you been?
Oh, I don't know if I should answer how I've been, but how I'm doing is better, doing well.
That's good. I am glad to hear it. I didn't clear with you. I forgot to ask before, but Daryl is a happy guy. He's ready to get back to work. Let's put it that way. So you can divulge anything beyond that.
Wanting to go back to work is definitely high in my priority list.
Well, I appreciate the time today. We've kind of had a wacky spring so far, although, again, most people can't complain. The only thing, I guess, the biggest thing we complain about is the lack of moisture, but we're certainly seemingly starting to pick up some of that moisture, especially on the Minnesota side. From some of the folks I've been talking to, they're actually pretty happy with the moisture that they got, but you go across the river and it certainly changes quite a bit. So as we look at this week, Daryl, I know we got some snow making its way across in some areas of the state. What are you thinking? Are we going to finally get some moisture for the rest of this week for folks that need it?
Well, you know, outside of the Red River Valley and a little bit maybe west of the valley, most areas won't get what, say, they want. But everyone has gotten something or will from this system. So at least it's something. Most of the moisture from this next wave will be near and north of Highway 2 will do the best. Southern area, especially some parts of south central, southwestern North Dakota, won't get much at all from this, but, you know, maybe a tenth or two, maybe three in those spots, which, again, at least is something, keeps everything a little bit damp. This will linger maybe as long in the eastern part of the state, Minnesota, till early Wednesday morning, but there's another wave coming in on Friday and one early next week, but both of those, Eric, look more like just trivial amounts of moisture for everyone. And really, those next two little pushes will come with some pretty cold air. I think really most of the rest of April is going to be on the cold side.
Okay. And I know that some of the maps that I've seen that the Weather Service put out about snow and the chances of snow, it looked like there was, you know, the northern half of the state, at least a portion of it, was going to get maybe some measurable snow. Is that still going to work out? I mean, I think that I've seen some things, 3+, but I'm not hearing that so far.
Oh, I think there's some spots up in the northeastern part of the state that's already picked up 2 or 3 today.
Really? Okay.
I think you get up, you know, say in Pembina County and then, you know, up in the northwestern Minnesota, I think there'll be some 6-inch totals from this. If it was January, it'd probably be a foot. But you know, a lot of it's melting as it comes down. And then other areas, that should be pretty widespread, 1 to 3. Even Fargo, you know, could see, you know, enough to cover all the grass when it comes in tonight and tomorrow. Just, you know, this time of year and this type of event where most of the moisture is coming down slowly, it's just kind of tough to forecast exact snow amounts, just in the sense of the fact that, it, you know, it's right. Warm outside. A lot of it will fall right at 32 degrees. But looking at, NDON has 50 cameras now on stations, and about 47 of those 50 have snow on the ground right now. So.
Okay. Well, and here's the million-dollar question, though, and I already kind of have the answer for this because I've talked to a few people that have the snow. This isn't like a wet snow. This is fairly dry. Am I wrong on that?
It should be a wet snow because it's 32 degrees. And
really?
Because temperatures are right around 32, it'll melt very slowly. Ground temperatures are you know, above freezing, and because of the snowpack, you know, those areas will actually keep their soil temperatures up higher than the folks that won't get snow. So like last week's snow that really, you know, for the most part hit Minnesota and the Red River Valley, This should be a long duration, 2-day event in different intensities. So it'll be a slow soaker. Everything will go into the soil from this. So if it's, you know, white rain or regular rain, and really from this point forward, because it's already seeing flurries in Fargo, for the most part, you know, this is going to be more of a snow event for folks than a rain event. But again, it all soak in nice and slowly after it begins to melt.
Well, that's exciting. I think a lot of folks were just hoping for the moisture content in the snow. And so
you're saying this time of year, the snow won't be a huge factor for folks. And outside of a few areas, you know, most people won't have to plow. This couple spots probably will. And of course, you always have to watch your road conditions at night. You know, as temperatures drop below freezing, they already are to our north and west.
Okay.
You know, all those common sense things. But, you know, overall, it's moisture. And I think a lot of the northern tier of the state, the northern third along and north of Highway 2, not every single spot, but a lot of them will get a half an inch plus of moisture, you know, rain equivalency out of this, which is quite a bit. I mean, most of the state averages an inch or less in the month of April. So this is a good precipitation event.
Okay. Are we seeing a little bit of a shift in the weather pattern? I mean, there's no problems in Minnesota now. So it's like, can you scooch over just a little bit when we get these moisture things? It seems to kind of just go right into eastern North Dakota. Although, again, today, you know, the northern parts are catching a little bit of it. But I'm just worried about our friends out way. Is there something in the future? Is there maybe a change in the weather pattern that we could start to see some of those April showers?
Well, there's going to be a change in the pattern for temperatures, not a change of pattern for precipitation. But the thing is, you know, western areas are getting some from this event, and there will be maybe southwestern North Dakota a little bit on Friday, a little bit early next week. So I don't necessarily think we're at that zero category. And again, western North Dakota only averages about a half to two-thirds of an inch this month of April. It's still a pretty dry month out there. You know, so really from this point forward, at least if you can get average, you know, it's better. You can't do anything about the past. So at least there's a little bit. But, you know, to get what we're getting or, say, some parts of the north will get today, I really don't see that, say, for folks in central and western North Dakota, and by western North Dakota, especially areas south and west of the Missouri River. They'll get something, but not very much. The rest of the state, you know, will do much better with this event than they will. And it's going to turn colder. So it is going to be a pattern shift. But with the colder air, I don't see really, again, much in the way of precipitation. Just a little bit, not zero, but not much.
Okay. I have to give you a little love before we go, and that is, and Don is starting to pop up all over the place. You guys have run a great network in what you and your staff have done to put everything together with everything that it is. I just thought it was pretty interesting that even when we got the rains last week, that we had some mainstream news sources starting to recall some of your data and to put NDON up there. I just thought that was pretty interesting that you guys are really putting together a great program, that a lot of the information that you guys put together is being used more in the mainstream, not just in agriculture.
I'm very happy to see that. You know, the nice thing is we have 160 rain gauges out there now. And also when we do get precipitation events like this, it really comes in handy. I will say to this audience, if you haven't heard or seen it on social media, we have our main website, of course, but we have another one now that's ndon.info. So not com, not org, .info. So just ndon.info, no www needed, just ndon.info. That will actually have maps on it for all 160 stations, our main website. We're really, really, really close to adding another 30 stations on there to get that up there. But that's another source of information if you want to go. Plus, it has a nice link to all of our photos from the sites that we have photos on, too. So, again, ndon.info, a lot of rainfall totals. Of course, a lot of it has to melt through the gauges from snow, so it might take a couple of days because most of our gauges, you know, can't measure snow until it melts through the gauges. But I think those gauges will eventually pop up as we warm up in the next couple of days.
How big is this? What's the dream? I mean, how many stations in the end, or are you comfortable now, or is it going to keep going?
Well, we're filling in from a large grant that I got out in western North Dakota to help with flooding concerns in the Missouri River Basin. Truth be told, I wish I could find grant money to do that in the Red River Valley and the Souris River Valleys, too, where truly some of the worst of the flooding have been. The Missouri's had some tough ones, too, no doubt. But with those projects and other things, I'm really thinking that we're going to end up with approximately 200. Really, one of my big goals right now, Eric, is to get, right now I have about 20 sites with all season gauges. So like today when it snows, you get the liquid equivalency. It doesn't tell you it snowed 3 inches, but it tells you there was a quarter of an inch in that snow. That's really one of my big goals right now, is to find funding to add more and more of those. I have, like, I think it's around 20 now. By the end of this summer, I'll have, I think, 33 to 35 of those available for this next winter. But that's really my next push, is we get so much mixed precipitation in North Dakota, like what's happening today and tomorrow, you know, or what happened last fall. It's really, you know, we don't get a lot of sites that give you that data. You know, you go online and you'll get 70 people to tell you how much snow fell in their backyard, but maybe three of them that you actually know what the liquid. And I always tell people, I understand snow is important. You have to plow it. But really, what's really important for us, agriculture and as a whole, is what the liquid equivalency of that snow is. So that's really been, again, one of my big pushes. I got a lot of soil moisture data out there now, which was my first push. And now my next push is to try to get those all-season rain gauges out there.
So for somebody that's never been to your site before, maybe wants to check it out, is it Endon Info then? Or Endon?
Well, if you go to endon.info, there will be a link to our main website. On the top of that page, you'll see the Endon website, because that address is endon.ndsu.nodac.edu, which is a mouthful.
Yep, that's what I'm on right now.
But, yep, but if you go to endon.info, you'll get a whole bunch of map choices. You'll get but on top, there will be a link to our station photos, but also to the Endon website. Then you can get on our main website, because our main website has all much more information, a lot of our guidance that farmers use for crop disease forecasting this upcoming summer and stuff is on that main website. But for the radio, if I just say endon.info, if you're unfamiliar, that will take you to that page. You can check out, say, today's rain totals, the rain totals for the last week, on a very easy button push, but it'll also send you to our main website too if you want to go there.
Fantastic. Daryl, good to hear your voice again. Hopefully we get to see you in person before too long. Director of Endon, thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep. Thanks for having me on today.
Not a problem.